Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Okay, so we back for part two of day eight of 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business to make $100,000 within the next 90 days. And I want to say it's been a grind for the last 8 days, and part one of day eight 90-day challenge, I ain't gonna lie, I was on camera a lot, showing behind the scenes a lot, putting everything together, and it got overwhelmed, and my body was telling me that I needed to rest. I ain't gonna lie, it was a lot, but we on part two, and now we're gonna keep going. Now we're gonna pick up where we left off on, and I'm gonna be talking about the realization that I had yesterday, and how I'm not necessarily more focused, but I have more clarity on who I would like to serve and how I can go by helping them. And this was a big eye-opener to me, because that's what I've been trying to figure out, is how can I help a particular group of customers, a group of audience, and start having a business around that. And so far, I've been getting narrow. I've been getting more focused on the people, on the customers I would like to help. So right here, my pen got to come back on. Confirm. There we go. Sync. All right, so right here, the broad, 338 million people to reach out to is a lot. Whereas 22,000 is enough, and 22,000 is right here. It's right here, because I'm able to not only communicate with 22,000 people since I'm starting out as a podcast, as a new podcast business. Nonetheless, this 22,000 right here can lead to at least 10% of customers. Which is 22,000 times 10%, and that will equal $22,000 times 0.10 equals $2,200. So I just need, I don't need the entire 22,000, but as I'm about to start running Facebook ads and running different campaigns, if I'm able to communicate with a small group of people, that small group of people can they'll be more than willing to pay, because I'm speaking their language, I'm speaking their pain, and I'm speaking on how I have the solution. And so this was a big eye-opener to me yesterday, because it really gave me more clarity that I can't serve everyone. Shout out to Action Zone. I can't serve everyone, but I can serve someone. And the someone is a group of someones, but it's only a specific type of person in the starting phase, in the beginning phase. And that was a great lesson that I learned, because rather than me trying to reach out to 558 million people, I might as well just reach out to the 22,000.
have my marketing and my focus more narrow, and eventually and I could potentially bring in revenue from a small group of people. And a group of people that I'm reaching out to, what's going on? What's going on, bro? Can you hear me? And the small people that I'm reaching out to are veteran podcasters. And this was an eye-opener because I was just reaching out to different podcasters. Then, when I put it into like Facebook, I'm like, man, 558 million is a lot of people. But what if I narrow it down? What if I narrow it down? And so that's what I've been doing. I've been narrowing down, and that's what I'm actually about to start promoting on or running ads on. Oh, I might have to change and update the other one. God, dog. You know what? You know what? Hold on. Let me go back to the Facebook. There we go. Oh, is it still here? Oh, it's still here. It's still here. So, view pixel. Oh, I can view that. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Go to test events. Oh, yeah. So what I'm doing now, what a pixel is what tracks when people, hold on, what is it? A pixel tracks when people come onto your website, whether they leave, whether they buy something, whether they do anything. A pixel helps you track what you are doing. And this is not only going to help you communicate with your customers, but it's going to position you differently. And I learned that a while ago when I started running Facebook ads. I was like, dang, that's crazy how you can not necessarily follow people, but really connect with people or speak with people and help people, because that's what you're doing. You're speaking their language. So all events. Let me see. Start your setup. Okay. Let me know in the comments where y'all chiming in from, where y'all coming in from. I talked to my brother Graham today, and I think I'm going to have a community called the FIC, F-I-K Family. And what this is going to do is that we're going to grow together, we're going to develop together, and not only about business, but personally develop within yourself. So that way you don't do it alone, you'll do it by yourself, and you do it with like-minded individuals that can grow with you. So how do you want to connect? Is it a cloud-based product? No. Hold on. Let me see. So all events, page view. Why is it just page view? Let me see. There we go. Test events. More diagnose. View domain. That just started sending. Recently started sending events to this domain to confirm you belong. Okay, but I don't want to add it, though. Ina. Okay, let me go back. So what I'm doing right now, I'm on my website, on my funnel, and I'm about to test it. I'm about to test it out and see how well it's performing. And then I'm going to update it like that. So let me come back to the screen. Let me go ahead and share it. There we go. Oh, hold up. Yeah, hold on. I got to figure out how to do this first. Process, page view. Okay. How did I? Am I testing it? Oh, there we go. Test events. Okay. We're going to click that right here. What did it say? More consistency, share my 1 to 3 months. Oh. Oh. No, 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 no. Okay, okay. Free checklist. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay, so now let's see if it caught the events. Oh, so that's not showing. Why is it not showing? Why is it not showing? Ah, because it's on a different one. Okay, where's the... There we go. It's right here. Oh. Okay. Why is it not doing it now? 1 second it worked, then the next minute it don't work. Waiting for activity. I have to create a new one. Custom conversion. How you identify? That? I can't find it. God, oh man. Okay, well, that's there. Let's see if I can test this one like that. page view. That's what I... Oh, there we go, there we go. Now, oh yes, but that shouldn't be processed. That shouldn't be processed. How can I edit this? Show me this page view. Okay. I'm gonna have to figure that one out. Okay. Start date, I will put June 6th at 12 PM. More settings, audience. That's what I needed. Right there. Where'd it go? Okay. Show more controls. There we go. There we go, there we go. That's what I was looking for right there. Okay, so real quick, on the campaign that I'm about to run, the audience is 20,000, or the most is 23,600. And so if I'm able to reach and connect with these, with the 23,000 different customers, and I'm able to communicate with them on a consistent basis, stay in contact with them, and be in a place where they can not only see my ad, they can continue to like find interest in what I'm speaking about. And this is going to help me not only position myself differently, but reach out to different people who's actually interested in the podcasting services, the podcasting consistency services. So I'm going to actually start running this on the 6th. Today is the 3rd. And the budget for this ad, I'm going to do $65 per day. And my budget is is $300. And what I recently learned is that the more you put into your spend or your ad spend, the more customers that you could potentially get. And so my goal is to get customers. My goal is to start helping people. My goal is to start helping veteran podcasters be more consistent with their platform, with their podcast. So that is my goal. That is what we are going to focus on. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to show. Okay, so now single image. No, I need that one. There we go. Oh, they're not dynamic creative. Dynamic creative. Let me see, is that Donate the one? Where's the dynamic creative? There we go. Continue. You can do Threads profile too? That's tough. Oh man, that's tough. You can do Threads too? That's crazy. I didn't know you can do threads on here now. That's crazy. That is crazy. Just be easy. Just do the website. Where the creators. Creators. I didn't know you can do threads. That's crazy. Let me see. Set up creative image ad. Hold on, what is this? Creative set up. Oh, you can, that's crazy. Dang, they literally just updated the, not just, but that's crazy. To see, right label 06 02 2025. That's crazy. Hold on, I can add the. I'm gonna come back to that one. Okay. So now. Excuse me. All right, so now what I'm going to do, I'm going to download the ads that I've already created. Okay, let me share my screen right quick. All right, so what I'm doing now, just going over the ads that I already have. So that way I can reach out. And not reach out, but I already have them in the system running and stuff like that. And so my goal is to have it running by the 6th of this month, this Friday. So that way I can finish updating the things I need to add to it on the website. So that's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm getting it done. And we about to start running. We about to start the promotion. Start the advertising. There we go. Okay. Get money. All right, there we go. go. There we go. I ain't even posted for today yet. Got to do better. There we go. Okay, okay. Right, so now, about to download it.
Excuse me.
Oh, dang, I didn't. God, dog it. Hold on. I gotta resize these. Nine 16, 20 pages. Copy and resize. Okay, let's see. Let's see, let's see, let's see. So what this is a different size ratio for not only the same ads that we already created, but it's to fit the screen and fit the different size dimensions for the Facebook ads. And this is going to position me differently because I'll be able to show more because of how it's coming out. There we go. Do the same thing. Zoom in. There we go. Okay. There we go. Make that bigger. Yeah, there we go, there we go. So I got 20 different copies of that, and I've recently just done 2 of them. Now I have to do 18 more. Okay, there we go. There she go. All right, so what I'm doing now, I'm just updating the pictures so I can start running Facebook advertisements. And I'm resizing it right now. Okay, yep, this is the boring part right here, but this is the part that has to be done. You need visuals. Just a little bit. There we are. There we go. All right, so what I'm doing right now, I'm updating the pictures for the Facebook campaign. And this is gonna help me get a lot more customers a lot faster. Go. There we go. All right, so my goal is to start running these Facebook advertisements by Friday of this week. Drop. Whoa. All right, there we go. Let me know where y'all chiming in from. Let me know. And my battery on 20%. What is going on? Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, okay. It is kind of cold in here. Okay. Hey, hey, I said okay. There. There we go, there we go. All right. Doom, 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 doom. There we go. This is the Born Work. This is the Born Work. This is the Born Work. Born Work. Born Work. Dog, can I detach? There we go, there we go. Go. I might need to bring that down some. Not my fault, not my fault. Okay. So real quick, let me come back to the screen. So what I'm doing, I'm setting up the Facebook creative so that way I can start running ads on it and I can start promoting and getting people that's interested in podcast consistency services. So that way I can not only help them, but this can reach more people. Me running Facebook ads, can reach a lot more people in a short span of time and help me stick out even more. So that's my goal for this. My phone, unfortunately, is going dead, so I got to cut off Instagram. On the contrary, the other lives are doing great, and we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Yeah, we're going to keep it going. Let me go ahead and finish this one. There we go. 17. Okay, I got 4 more to go. Go. We go. Okay, okay. There we go. Oh, I'm going to stop at 4 because I got to make a call. I got to make a call. I got to make a call. There we go. Dang, this is the last one. Okay, there we go. There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Uh-huh. Facebook ads rename. This one is 1x1. Stick around. Alright, there we go. There we go. Go. Okay. Oh, they got everything like this now. I like that. 1 of 5. Okay, yeah, I like that. That's pretty nice. You can actually do that? That's crazy. Oh yeah, they definitely updated it. Calls by creating an addition. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to add more. I'm trying to add more pictures. Media. Why is it not? I can only do one of them? There's no way I can only do one. So I can't add more pictures? So wait, it's only one picture instead of 20? That can't be it. That can't be it. God, dog. Word, so I can only have God, dog. Maybe it's dynamic creative. I know I should be able to add more than more pictures. There we go. God, dog. I knew it was missing something. There we go. Thank you. Select images. Dog. I knew I wasn't tripping. I just knew it. Open. Make images. Upload. There we go. There we go. Two. There we go. Yes. Let's go. 2-2. Upload. Now that makes sense. 3-3. 3-3. Yeah. There we go. I just realized I wasn't sharing this whole time. 3-3. Open. Let's go. 3-3. 4-4. Five. Let's go. Okay, where it go? 5. Okay, 5-5. Okay, let's go. Let's go. That's exactly what I was looking for. All right, so now what we about to do, we about to review all this gold. Let's go. Falling behind. So what I'm so excited. Hold on. Why I'm so excited? Because it's finally, oh my God, it's working now. Jeez Louise. So, excuse me, with this, I have 10 different creatives, and I'm going to put 5 different pre-headlines, headlines, descriptions, and so on and so forth. So that way I can reach out to different customers at different things and different times of the journey of scrolling. Different words are going to catch them, different sayings are going to catch them, different type of promotion is going to catch their attention. And this is so important because not only will I be able to market more, but I'll be able to reach out to a lot more people depending on the combination that Facebook advertising put. And they might see different things. They say something different. They might connect with them. Might go to the website and so on and so forth. So the more creatives or more pictures that you have to promote, the more videos that you have to put out there, the more people can respond to what speaks to them. I don't know what's going to work. Quite honestly, I have no idea if this is going to even work. Nonetheless, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to start advertising. I'm going to start putting money behind it, seeing like what works and what doesn't work and what can be improved. So that is my goal. That is the purpose. That is the reason behind it. So this, I'm going to wrap this one up because this is day 8 of 90-day challenge to make 100,000. I'm sorry. Day 8 of 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000. And I believe running Facebook advertising is going to help me grow a podcast business making over $100,000 if I'm consistent with it, if I'm patient, and if I focus on improving the small details. So this is oh my God, this is part 2 though. I forgot this is part 2, but this, yeah, God dog, is good. This is good. This is great. This is great. Making progress, man. Let's go. I'll see y'all tomorrow for day nine of 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000, helping veteran podcasters stay consistent. There we go. Yeah.